It's a Minnesota Pollution Control Agency program. They actually have a sustainability office that's been around for quite a few years. It's done some very nice work with sustainability in the state. And this Green Steps program has been around for about 4 years. I think there's around 65 cities enrolled in it now, and they've really amassed a pretty nice amount of information about sustainability and what other people are doing around the state. It's an informational program. There's not a lot of money involved, so it's mostly information sharing and networking, and that's to help implement sustainability in communities throughout Minnesota.
What is sustainability?
Sustainability is the very broad but insightful notion of integrating economic values and environmental values and social values. And by social values, I mean values of social justice and social equity. An easy to remember analogy for sustainability is to think of a sustainable community as a three-legged stool, an economic leg, an environmental leg, and a social leg. The idea is that you need all three legs for support, and if any of those legs is weak, that undermines the stability of the entire community. People are talking about this all over the world about sustainability because our current model of civilization is unsustainable. And the harder we work and the more successful we are, the more we systematically degrade the Earth's natural systems. And so things are happening like rampant species extinction, widespread aquifer depletion, groundwater contamination, loss of farmland, climate change, lots of environmental problems, and they're all related. They're systematic. At the same time, we're not doing enough to improve social justice and social equity. Times have been good for the top one-fifth of the world's population, but not so much for the bottom four-fifths. And it's the bottom four-fifths whose backyards and quality of life are most affected by environmental decline. I like to point out three major trends that have occurred over the past 5 or 6 decades that make this real and illustrate our current unsustainable trajectory. First is a rapidly increasing population. When I was born in 1960, there were 3 billion people. Today, there are 7 billion. Second is hugely more powerful technologies for extracting resources and creating waste. And the third is there's a far greater number of people with the affluence to use those powerful technologies. And you can think of the growing population of middle-class people in India, China, South America, Indonesia, all around the world, really. So these three factors have come together to create a profound change in the relationship between human society and the Earth's natural systems. So that's what sustainability is, and we want to be sustainable because on most days we are nice people and we like to take care of our neighborhood and our neighbors. And secondly, sustainability is a strategy for economic success. And that's because in a time of environmental and social stress or unsustainability, environmental and social considerations become more critical. So as we make investments in our community, we want to not invest in facilities and activities that are environmentally or socially unsound because those things will be subject to increased costs due to higher resource costs, governmental regulation, and lack of consumer or public support. On the other hand, if we invest in facilities and economic activities that are environmentally and socially sound, we'll enjoy lower resource costs, less regulation, and greater customer support.
How is the Green Steps program going to help Grand Marais, help our area, for instance?
Okay, well, Green Steps is a program that's designed to take sustainability from the theoretical, and Green Steps takes that idea and puts it into practicality. And it's really a state-of-the-art list of 168 best practices of ways that sustainability is put into practice in the state. One of the neat things about it is with these other cities involved, and they've been involved for a number of years, there's amassed quite a load of case studies of what other people have done. And so we're able to see what other people have done, but also there's contact information so that we can network and call folks up and say, hey, I've seen you have a really neat community garden program. How'd you do that? What were the problems? Things like that.
I actually went and downloaded the best practices policies or suggestions from the Green Steps website, and they're simple things that many of us have already adopted. And for example, adopt and meet recycling and composting goals. So really simple, practical things that many of us have incorporated into our lives already. But then there's a whole list of ideas from using existing buildings, private buildings, comprehensive plan and implementation. Years ago, I believe you were involved with developing a land use plan for our county.
Yeah, I was on that.
And that was 10, 11, 12 years ago, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It talked about concentrating development in certain areas and lighting and signage and so on and so forth. And I think that's probably an early example of maybe what we're talking about here.
Comprehensive plan is one of the action steps.
One of the action steps.
And we've already done that for the county and for the city.
There's some best practices that cities can take into their own being, look at how we live, where we live, and that sort of thing, and have a community conversation, have people give input as to, you know, what we can do here to incorporate what would help us long-term in sustainability.
Yeah, there's so many people working on this in the community already. This is really an effort to document what's being done, get everyone talking a little bit, and brainstorming for what can be done in the future, too.
Where are we in the process? I know the conversations are starting. You're here talking about it, but is there anything more organized locally?
The city did approve to enroll in the program. Mike Roth, the administrator, is willing to work with myself and Rick Schubert. We were also awarded an intern from the University of Minnesota Duluth. His name is Mike Kudrowski, helping us kind of get started, helping us get enrolled in the program, get on the Green Steps website. He'll help with the process of trying to get the community together and documenting what we've done, but probably more importantly, planning for future projects that the community thinks might be good ones to pursue.
I went to the website, which I think you can Google Green Step Cities, and that's the easiest way, but it is greenstep.pca.state.mn.us. Several of the cities that are already enrolled and working on Green Step practices are Pine City, Coon Rapids, Ely, Silver Bay, Columbia Heights, Woodbury, Shoreview, Maple Grove, and Nisswa. So there's rural, and then there's suburban too, I see.
Did you hit Silver Bay and Ely?
I did.
The folks in both those cities are really nice and open and have been very open to sharing.
So we must be one of the newest ones. Didn't the council just pass this?
Yep, just a few weeks ago. I mean, when you're talking about environment, social, and economic values, it includes just about everything. Any sort of community improvement issue or idea would fall under this umbrella. It's not just for environmental and social responsibility advocates.
We all choose to live here, and many people grew up here, and many people chose to come up here and to live because of the place that it is. And I think we all came here for many similar reasons, and we all want to continue to have this place be what it is, and even make it better. So is there any other ways that people can get involved at this point?
Certainly. People can contact me, George Wilkes, at gwilkes@boreal.org. They can contact City Hall and probably talk to Mike Roth there, and he can have folks get in touch with me or Rick Schubert. And then just kind of for background information, they can go to, again, the Minnesota Green Step website. Hope to have some people reach out and get involved. It should be fun.
This interview is part of WTIP's Exploration of Environmental Stewardship. The series is funded in part by the Wharton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.